Today we're asking the question, why crow pose? Hi, I'm Melissa and welcome to Living Your Yoga. Thanks so much for watching. Today we're answering the question, why crow pose? Recently I asked my Facebook community, what yoga poses do you avoid the most? And crow pose came up a lot. And quite honestly, I thought, hey, you know, actually, I think that's actually a pretty good pose to avoid. I know it's one that I definitely avoid too. After practicing, giving it a good shot, questioning why I avoid it, and then realizing that in order for me to practice it and find that point that I have to focus on not to fall, my neck has to be an extension, and it's a major trigger for me for migraines that it's actually not a good one for me to practice. And then I heard some stories from some of my students about them falling and spraining their ankles in the pose. I'm thinking this is actually not a safe pose for different people for different reasons. So the question I'm asking today is why crow pose? So here are some of the benefits of crow pose. Crow pose tones your abdominals. When it strengthens your abdominals, it helps to aid in low back pain and indigestion. It strengthens your arms. It stretches and strengthens your back. It stretches and strengthens your inner thighs. It opens your groins. It strengthens your wrists. So this is important. We need to stretch and strengthen our wrists. And it builds endurance and focus, mental focus and calm. So at Namaste Yoga, we're about real yoga for real people. So I would ask, are there better, less endurance, and safer ways that you could receive those benefits? And I would answer that question with a really strong yes. So I can think of one pose that would tone your abdominals, strengthen your arms, your back, and your wrist, and build endurance and focus much more safely than crow pose. So can you guess what that might be? You can probably think of one too. So for me, that would be plank pose. So let's try that one today, especially if you do it on your hands and your wrists. So, okay, and I have to do a downhill plank. So let's start on all fours and try not to lose my Kindle into the ocean. So start on all fours, reach your right leg back and then reach your left leg back and come into plank pose. So very strengthening for your abdominals, for your back, for your focus, for your wrist strength. So a great pose where you receive a lot of the benefits that you would receive from crow pose. And if you do it up on a rock like this, like me, you have to focus even more. Then the other pose that we're gonna do is goddess victory squat. So I do actually have to stand up, okay. So this one is gonna also require focus and concentration because of the way your feet are, it's a balancing pose as well. I'm gonna come down here a little bit. Turn your legs out to 10 and 2 o'clock, and you're going to sit right down. So then you get your opening of your groin and your inner thighs, and that same kind of focus and concentration. So there we go. Two poses, but you get all the benefits of crow pose with less injury. So what do you think of that? Good idea. Less sprained ankles, less hyperextension in your neck, just safer, right? So I think sometimes when there can be striving for these poses that we think we have to do, we can stop and ask ourselves, what are the benefits of these poses? And is there a less injurious way that I can do it in safer positions? And I think the answer is usually yes. I'm gonna see what else I had for you here. If you really wanna try crow pose, we do actually have a step-by-step version of it with lots of modifications, lots of modifications in our membership community on how to do crow pose. You can click here to become a member. And what else do I have for you here? There's also free classes on the poses you avoid the most, Namaste Yoga 319, 320, and 321. I'll link to all of them in the show notes on the poses you avoid the most. If you have any other questions or comments, then leave them in the below. If you like this, click the like button, subscribe to our channel, and thanks for watching.
Melissa would love to hear your questions and thoughts. Please leave your comments below the video. Thank you for your reviews on iTunes and YouTube. Your reviews help us to share yoga and a yoga lifestyle with others around the world. If you have a question for Melissa, you can leave a voice message at melissawest.com, and Melissa may answer it in an upcoming blog.